Welcome to the Dinner the Dessert podcast. Today we're discussing baked beans. This is our recipe for southern baked beans with bacon, which are the best ever baked beans that have actually won 4 barbecue competitions. And they're prepped in just 15 minutes. They're going to be the hit of your summer barbecue. Just like with our immediately popular super crispy fried chicken, barbecue pulled chicken, and easy pulled pork, you can serve this with your summer favorites like coleslaw, macaroni salad, and pasta salad for your perfect summer cookout. That's right, these southern baked beans have actually won 4 competitions. And I'm not even talking about an office potluck competition, I'm talking about a local barbecue competition. Back in the day, we used to love going to barbecue competitions. There were so many fun local ones and actually some pretty big ones. And these beans managed to win 4 local competitions. I'm not really a barbecue expert, but I will tell you that everyone who's ever tried these beans loves them. And you'd be surprised at how easy the recipe actually is. They're sweet, thick, rich and deeply flavored with molasses, a bit of salt from the bacon, and a bit of spice from hot sauce. They're everything and more you could actually want from baked beans, and I guarantee these are going to be the hit of your barbecue. So, let's talk about some things about these beans. Can you double this baked bean recipe? Yes. The best part of this recipe is it's easy to double. Just make sure that your pan of beans are equally shallow. If you pour this into a deep baking dish, you won't allow for the appropriate amount of surface area for the cooking and thickening to take place. It'll be too soupy. So if you want to double it, use 2 pans. Do not just make it into a thicker pan. Let's talk about some tips for the perfect baked beans. If you don't have molasses, use maple syrup with dark brown sugar in place of the light brown sugar. Molasses is an important flavor in these beans, and dark brown sugar has more molasses in it than light brown sugar, which is why it's called dark brown sugar. So if you don't have molasses to add, adding dark brown sugar will help to make up some of the molasses that you're missing. Another important note is rinse your beans, except for obviously the can of the baked beans that we're using as a starter. This will reduce the sodium significantly. It will also cut drastically back on how gassy you'll feel after eating the beans. And if you wanted a deeper flavor, swap out the ketchup in this recipe for barbecue sauce. We like using Stubbs or Tony Roma's original barbecue sauce flavor. That's just a throwback to the fact that as a kid, we loved going to Tony Roma's. And this is the one flavor that's left of that restaurant chain that we loved as a kid, because the restaurant, even in its current form of existence, is nothing like it used to be when we were a kid. If you want to skip the bacon, you can. Losing the bacon grease will remove a layer of flavor, so caramelize your onions really, really well. The more flavor you can add to the beans, the better. If you want to make these beans in a slow cooker, you absolutely can. After the step of browning the onions and the garlic, add all the remaining ingredients into your crock pot together and stir. Cook on low for 7 hours, then uncover and cook an additional 1 hour on high heat to thicken. If your slow cooker runs a little bit lower on heat than normal, it might take a little bit more than an hour to thicken. So if you do have the time, I know this is going to dirty an extra pot, but you might just want to thicken it on the stovetop. People in our comments often ask if the baked beans are good for you. Yes, beans are in fact high in protein and fiber, which are part of the healthy diet. But I'm not going to pretend that these beans are going to be considered healthy for you as a general rule, because we add bacon, sugar, and fat into the recipe. A healthier option would be if these beans were less saucy and used far less in the way of sweeteners. But it's a summer barbecue. You're not going to be eating cups and cups of these. These baked beans are perfect as a counterpart to a piece of grilled meat, such as steak or chicken or something that's healthier. So just in moderation, these beans are delicious and a great option for your summer barbecue. How long do you cook these beans in the oven? Another question we get quite often. These beans will bake for a full hour covered with foil. The foil is removed and then they'll bake for an additional 10 minutes to let the sauce thicken up and to caramelize the top layer of the beans. How do you make these beans from scratch? This recipe actually calls for 1 can of baked beans as a starter, but that's not necessary. You can also just add 1 additional can of beans and pump up the other sauce ingredients by 25%. This is what we actually did in competitions. The ease and familiar flavor of adding the canned beans just seemed to be a flavor profile most of my clients and people on the blog preferred. Which beans did you use to make baked beans? You can work with most kind of beans. The most popular are butter, Great Northern, kidney, pinto beans, or navy beans. Some people will use all of one kind, but this recipe is a good mix to allow for different textures and flavors as well. Beans such as kidney beans have a much firmer skin than those of pinto or butter, which are creamier. We personally, in our household, like kidney beans, even though the skin is a little bit thicker. Let's go over the recipe together now. Make sure that you have all of your beans rinsed. I'm just going to say that again because rinsing them is incredibly important. Preheat your oven to 375 degrees, then in a large cast iron skillet. The cast iron skillet is really going to be great here because if you have one large enough, you can actually bake the beans in the cast iron skillet as well. Add the bacon to the cast iron skillet and cook it until crisp. Then remove the bacon and let the bacon cool. Drain half the fat from the bacon. Add the onion to the skillet and cook the onions for 5 to 7 minutes or until they just begin to caramelize. If you're skipping the bacon in this recipe, use butter or vegetable oil and cook your onions until they're well caramelized. Add in the garlic and bell pepper, cook for an additional 30 seconds, stirring well. Then if you're going to bake this in your large cast iron skillet, you can add in the rest of the ingredients, stirring well, cover with foil, and bake for 1 hour. If you're going to bake it in another baking pan, pour the beans into the large mixing bowl, add in the bacon, onions, and garlic along with the rest of the ingredients, mix well, pour the beans into the 9x13 baking pan, and bake covered with foil for 1 hour. Once you've baked the beans for 1 hour, uncover and bake for an additional 10 minutes uncovered. This step is important. It will get some of the sauciness out of the beans. It will also allow for the top layer to have a little bit of caramelization. If you love bacon and you want to add a little bit more bacon to these beans, at that point, you can also cook some bacon in the last 15 minutes of your baking time or in the last 10 minutes once you've taken the foil off the baked beans. Then you can top with bacon before serving. These baked beans are delicious served with all of your summer favorites. Thanks for listening in on the podcast. If you do make this recipe, please be sure to tag us on Facebook and Instagram at #dinnerthandessert. If you take a picture of it, we'd love to see how they turn out. Come back and leave a comment on the site and let us know how you enjoyed the recipe. Thank you so much for listening in. Bye.